Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Loreboys here. We're a set of three smaller loreboys that combine into one larger loreboy.
A large boy.
Yeah. My name is, as always, Peter O'Donohue. I'm joined with...
The Senate agrees that the floor is closed, and neither of the other two loreboys have time to introduce themselves. So let's get this show on the road.
Very good. Yes.
I'm James Miller.
The vote is now passed with 1-0. We're doing an episode about Bionicle.
Yeah.
No matter what the representative from the Democratic Party says... Yep.
Oh, am I the Republicans?
I guess so. You're wearing red.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. Mm. And you don't want to hear other people's opinions.
That is true.
You hold votes at weird times.
Yeah,
and
that is
so
true.
No one can join in.
Well, you got when you're right, you're right.
Yep. Well,
I'm Republican now, baby.
Yes. I mean, I don't know anything about American politics other than that.
Well, all I know is the Congress and Bionicle both make bad movies.
That is true.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a good Congress movie?
Independence Day.
About Congress.
Mostly about Congress. I think there was a senator in there, maybe?
There was a Congress scene in Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Uh-huh,
uh-huh, well, funnily uh-huh. enough, this entire episode is going to take place entirely in the United States Congress.
On Earth?
Yeah. It's where the Bionicles land.
Earth Prime.
Yeah. And then they need to go into the basement of the White House.
They peel Mitch McConnell's husk open and crawl
like,
in.
Makuta? Oh, no! The spirit of destruction was inside Mitch McConnell the whole time.
Is Mitch McConnell a Bionicle?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah.
It's all one word, and there's a bunch of H's in there. It's M-U-H apostrophe K-U-N-N-E-L. McConnell.
That's kind of like an orc name, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's they took a lot of the names from, like, Polynesian words, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Or the Maori, I believe, is where a lot of the words in Bionicle came from.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
I know nothing about Bionicle. I had the green one.
That was going to be my question. You said...
I can't remember which one I had. Usually my brother would get red things and I would get blue things. So I would imagine I had a blue one. But
I had a green one. My brother had a black one, but he never played with it. So I also kind of had a black one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I had the black one. I'm not sure.
They were first gen. I know there's been subsequent gens.
Yes. There's multiple gens. This is something that I collected a lot when I was young.
Such a fucking
so
man.
For like... Every birthday, every Christmas, if I ever managed to make money as an 11-year-old, as soon as I had $10, I would buy a Bionicle.
Wow.
So, like, chores, yeah, I never really got much allowance, generally, but, like, I would save up, a buck or two from allowance, like, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and then go to Zeller's, RIP, and buy myself a new Bionicle. I had the entire set of the original Good Guys. I had a lot of the evil monsters, which I'll talk about. And then I had like the upgraded I had the upgraded good guys. I had all the bug things that come later. I had probably like 30 Bionicles.
Okay.
Wow.
And I had them all up until I moved out of my dad's place. I had them in a box in my closet over at his place, and then his house burned down.
Oh.
But I got
what happened to the Bionicles?
I got insurance for them.
Did they escape?
Now they're just one big piece of plastic.
Yeah. They escaped, and then they were just like, "We are safe and happy. Thank you, Peter. Here's a check for $1,200."
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, "Oh, that's nice of them."
Did they ever? Did you ever see the movie Toy Soldiers? Was it like that?
Probably.
Was it like Bionic Commandos versus the Gorgons?
The Gorgonites.
Yeah.
The Gorgonites.
Yeah. What was the good guy's name? The Lion something. Leader of the Gorgonites.
Aslan.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Aslan.
I am Littlefoot. Leader of the Gorgonites.
Yeah.
So Bionicles, like, I had a couple, but I feel like they kind of passed through my household
small
pretty
soldiers.
Quickly.
Not Toy Soldiers.
Small Soldiers.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Toy Soldiers is a video game, yeah.
Yeah, Small Soldiers is good. I part with the garbage disposal where they put
scary.
The guy through, that scarred me as a kid. Mm-hmm. But Bionicle is like kind of, it felt like a quick passing fad for us. Like, I think Gundam Wang or whatever like lasted way longer, and I felt like they had cooler attachment parts.
I don't remember Gundam Wing in my childhood at all.
No?
Zero presence in my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
My friends had a lot of the Gundam models. I never had a single one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a really big, beefy guy, and I put little tiny arms on him. Funny.
No, Bionicle...
I used to go off into the woods and masturbate. I would do as a child, so...
Yeah, no Gundams, but yeah. I would... Definitely the Wang part, though. Yeah.
Look at the curve of that log.
Yeah. Tell me, baby. Look at the stumps on that one.
Yeah.
Well, two like, stumps sticking out of a log. You're, like, close enough. Yeah.
I also fired a shot from the grassy knoll, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Hey. You know the story about the frog on the bump on the log? Ethan's got those same bumps on him now.
I was going to say, Ethan was that bump. Yeah. No, Bionicle is one of the most successful franchises that Lego had ever run.
Oh, it is Lego owned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
the Lego IP.
They were apparently doing really badly in the 90s. So they tried to create these robots that threw like little plastic frisbees that nobody wanted.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen one. I don't know anybody who ever had one. They also came in little canisters. And then they had something, they were like robot motorbikes. I had one, I think.
I remember Lego makes motors.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, like the remote control shit.
Yeah, and then like the little ones that you just flick a switch and it's just a motor that turns.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But Kinex was always my go-to for the motoring ones. Kinex
was fucking cool.
Kinex was sweet.
Yeah. Lego was cool. Kinex, though, that was my shit.
It was like a little bit more grown-up Lego, I felt like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a hell of a lot more complicated.
Like, much more
you
mature.
Say that, though, but there's like super complicated Lego things, too. Right?
Yeah. I think they're pretty on
point. I work with an adult man who recently bought a $1,300 Lego set of... either the Death Star or the big triangle ship from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Whichever one that is.
The Millennial Falco.
No, the bad guy one. The triangle one.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah, I think it was the R-Wing.
Yeah.
The Darth Star.
We haven't done Star Fox.
It's a...
No, we have not done Star
Fox. It's an Imperial Destroyer.
Thank you. There we go.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Sounds right.
Sounds right. Right. Yeah. When I say anything with confidence, people believe me.
Yeah.
I'm
Star Warsy.
White and a male.
Yeah. Sounds star and it's Star Wars. but the one of the cool things is as soon as Bionicle got pitched, it got really successful. And the neat thing is the reason they came in little canisters is because the guy who had come up with the original idea was sick at the time and was on medication and would imagine that his pills had a little warrior inside of it that would go inside of him and fight germs.
Jesus.
Well, if you...
To the best of my knowledge, at time of recording in 2019, he is not dead, but I didn't look it up.
Well, no, he had Bionicles fighting germs in his body.
Yeah, of course.
How could he lose that fight?
Dude, man, like, metaphorically, that guy's right. You guys seen Osmosis Jones?
Oh, that's a good movie. I was just about to bring up Osmosis
Jones.
Dude,
I literally was quoting Osmosis Jones at my girlfriend yesterday.
Was
it? I like not to your girlfriend, Chris Rock. At your girlfriend. Yeah.
Chris Rock and Bill Murray, right?
Yeah. Bill Murray's human, and then he's the Chris Rock's the white.
There's a bunch of people in that movie. I don't remember all of them, but I've heard people.
David Hyde Pierce is Drax.
That's right,
The pill. William Shatner's the mayor.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then there's a girlfriend.
Who's the body?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray's the body. Okay.
Yeah. So the setting of Bionicle, the fictional setting, the not sick man body.
Okay.
I call it the mechanical island of Mata Nui, but in reality, there's normal plants and rocks there. It's just all the people and animals on the island are mechanical.
Mm.
Like Transformers.
Like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Not like Horizon Zero Dawn.
Like Primus.
A little bit like that, because the island itself might actually also be the slumbering body of the god named Mata Nui. So in the same way that Primus became Cybertron and then the Transformers rose from his living metallic flesh, the Matoran, which are the like little normal people of the island of Mata Nui.
And when you say normal people, do you mean normal robot people?
Normal robot people.
Okay.
Yeah. Imagine a robot, like a normal one.
A normal. Not a Bionicle one.
No. Not a Bionicle one.
No Bionicle.
That's also just how the cow people in World of Warcraft refer to each other.
Bionicle?
Matoran.
Yeah.
No hard R. So he played double duty. So at some point on an unknown planet that is apparently just infinite ocean, the giant spirit body of Mata Nui crashed into the ocean. And the race of mechanical people were actually riding him the entire time. They were on his body.
He was a spaceship.
When he fell from space.
Cool.
Well, I was thinking when I was putting it together, like, if God and, like, if the Pope was actually a spaceship, I think that'd be pretty cool.
I'd ride the Pope.
Hell yeah. I'd fought hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And we'd go straight to hell.
The race of small mechanical people were without purpose, however, when they landed, what with probably being, you know, launched out of the sky into an infinite ocean and sleeping on an island that is also God.
Yeah, you gotta feel pretty bad if you crashed God, right?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, oh, guys. No. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yeah. It was just a parade. Like, come on.
Wow, yeah.
You really fucked this up.
I think one guy's got a plunger trying to pull a dent out, but it's like 3 miles long. Yeah, he's just like, it'll take you 1,000 years. We just need to call it in.
Yeah.
Do we have roadside assistant for ocean planets?
Yeah.
Does God have OnStar?
Yeah.
I can't get any fucking reception.
No, he's on planet.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Star Wars the sun. So, seeing that all these tiny people that were riding his body were not going anywhere, and he was just like, well, I kind of feel bad for them down there on my thighs. They're getting real close, so I better give them something to do to distract them. He gave them...
Is he going to get a boner?
Maybe. He wants to prevent that from happening.
A bonercle?
Yeah, a bonercle.
A bionercle.
He blessed them with purpose and three virtues: unity, duty, and destiny.
Is that what he, well, that's a dick and two balls.
Huh?
That's a dick and two balls.
There you go. Just saying.
Which one's your dick?
Unity.
Unity?
Yeah, joyful union.
Mine's destiny.
I'll take duty, I guess. I have the workman's penis. Yeah.
Blue-collar penis?
Yeah, the blue-collar penis, exactly.
Sounds like
I only fuck girls who go to trade school.
Yeah. And I only fuck the Pope.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like you use the exit as an entrance if you got a dick duty. For duty. Yeah, dick for exactly.
D-U-T-Y, Jamie.
Uh-huh.
This is an adult podcast for adults where we're talking about Lego from 2001, okay?
Okay, adults engage in sexual activity, though, I'd say, right?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, but they call it butt fucking, not duty fucking. Yeah. Okay,
no butt. Yeah,
duty free fucking.
No poopy jokes.
You get it at the border.
So, so these three, yeah, you do. So these three virtues didn't seem like pretty good, despite like as far as like gifts from God go, because destiny kind of feels like it removes the idea of free will.
Free will.
Yeah,
and duty is kind of like, oh, now we got. Then we got fucking jobs. We're like peaceful island living. You're gonna get, like, make us have jobs?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I was just sitting here using a robot straw to drink out of a robot coconut, and now all of a sudden I have to pay some guy robot money for my robot coconut milk? Yeah.
Where am I supposed to get robot money? I gotta go work at the robot office.
Yeah, exactly.
Type on my robot computer.
Beep boopsie. Yeah, he like comes in, it's like, I have gifted thee, tiny people, with destiny, with destiny and a life to live that I have decided on your behalf. Because, kind of, you know, like, if you're predestined by God, I guess he just, like, handed everybody that thing. But they seem pretty happy.
Sure.
The Matoran.
Guy's like, robot cancer, aw. Yeah. It's God's plan, my child.
It was gifted to you at the beginning of time.
Yeah.
When we landed here from space.
Yeah. When your ancestors crashed me.
Don't worry.
Your great-great-grandfather was the pilot.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't worry, it's Matoran Lignant.
Yeah.
Yeah, like drunk at the God wheel. He's just like, oh. Yeah. God traffic control was coming in. He's just like, you're too low. You're flying too low, God.
Yeah.
The Matoran were so grateful to have purpose and direction, and destiny, apparently, that they named the new island after their god, Mata Nui.
You already told us that.
Yeah.
That wasn't a big reveal.
Mata Nui, however... Well, he might also be the island.
We're just talking here. Why are you being so combative?
I'm just a little critical of Peter's hosting choices, okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm saying I could drive this godship better than he can.
Well, instantly crashes it into the sea.
Yeah. It's all destiny, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
That is true. I'm just doing my duty here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's find some unity.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on. Yeah. Exactly.
Mata Nui, however, had a jealous brother named Makuta, who betrayed him, cast a spell over the god Mata Nui, and then he fell into a slumber. Makuta then cursed the island itself, killing crops, cooling the climate, and eventually the values that were gifted by Mata Nui were completely forgotten.
So this guy's just like an asshole?
Yeah, jealous god.
No, oh, he's another god.
He's his brother. He's Mata Nui's brother.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the bad one.
I don't know how gods work.
Yeah. Well, he's the Satan, basically.
Okay.
He's the devil.
God and the devil are brothers.
Yeah. He's the Republican Party.
Okay.
I don't like that. We're not getting political.
No, I was going to say. I was going to say. Yeah. No offense to anybody who may be a Republican. Thanks for listening either way.
Yeah.
He was looking at me with my red
shirt. Take a little roast every once in a while.
Red is the color of the devil's dick.
Sure.
That's why I wear it.
Red is also fast.
Red is very fast.
It is the fastest color.
It's the fastest.
That's why you have to pay more insurance if you have a red car.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing.
That's ridiculous.
That's why I Naruto run everywhere I go. Because I'm always wearing red.
No insurance.
And the fastest way to run is Naruto style.
You don't have to, and you don't have to insure your sideways arms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, there was a legend that they kept, however, despite the fact that they had forgotten many of the values that were originally given to them by Mata Nui. There was a legend that six celestial warriors would appear one day, collect the six masks of power, and wake up Mata Nui.
Oh, I remember the masks.
Yeah.
They're all colored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The warriors were called Toa, and they all represented the various elements. So I'm not going to, like, expect you to remember all these names.
Red is fire.
Tahu was fire, and he was red. Gali was girl, but also water.
Blue.
She was
Gally
blue.
Wag.
Yeah. Liwa was air.
And that one is lighter blue.
Green.
Okay,
green. That's the green one.
Oh, well, yeah. What about earth?
Brown.
Pohatu was stone. He was brown.
Oh.
Brown and tan. Yeah. Onua was earth.
Sandstone, I guess.
He was gray and black.
Wait a second. They got stone and earth backwards.
Yeah, they did. Frick.
Frick.
You think so? Dirt's brown.
Freaking bonkles.
Jeez. They got freedom.
No, you said stone was brown.
Yeah, Pohatu Toa of stone was brown.
And earth is gray.
And you just said dirt is brown. Dirt is earth, not stone.
Excuse me. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
you got me, guys. My screen's blank. There's no notes here.
Yeah.
They make this whole thing up.
Yeah, they got Unity.
Here, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at Bunkles. Okay?
Bunkles, come on. They got Unity, Destiny. What's the other one?
Unity, Duty, and Destiny.
Yeah. No glasses, though. No, they don't know what color's what. Yeah, I mean, it's all a blur.
Do you need glasses to see color?
Well,
colorblind people do.
Yeah.
You got those gamer glasses? This is the yellow sheet.
Yeah. Everything's yellow. Wolves. Yeah.
Mata Nui gifted them three virtues. Unity, duty, gamer goggles.
Yeah, gamer
yeah.
gear.
Yeah, gamer gear. And finally, we had Kopaka, who was hard water. He was ice.
Oh.
Yeah.
That took me a second.
I thought, like, it was, you know, how, like, my parents have a water softener because they're old.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they get their water from a well or whatever.
Yeah, same. Oh.
Kopaka was galley, but she turned into a guy until you dumped a big bag of rock salt into her.
Yeah.
To soften the water.
That was one of my chores when I was living at my dad's place, too. You got to bring all the salt down to pour into the water.
Yeah, the big-ass bags.
Yeah.
So they each came with one of the legendary Kanohi masks by default. And then with each mask, granted them a superpower. If additional masks were put on, they were absorbed into their original mask, which could then shapeshift into another at will. And some of the powers included force fields, water breathing, and super speed.
Wow, there's probably some bad guys who are interested in these type of masks.
No, actually, no conflict whatsoever after they show up.
Oh, perfect.
It's a city sim.
Nice. Yeah.
Bonkle, Lego's just about urban tax.
Oh, yeah. About building little houses and stuff.
You've got your six space mayors that come down and compete for the pumpkin patch competition in October.
Your only enemy is your brother who's trying to play with your Millennium Falcon. Fuck off, Cameron.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Cameron, it's my Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, you have Tahu, his brother Cameron. So they would all give different superpowers. One of them, though, I still feel like even when I was rereading stuff, rereading the comics and rereading some of the wiki stuff earlier today, it was like Kopaka, the ice guy, his was like X-ray vision.
Because you can see through ice.
Yeah, so can I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so can he.
It's kind of like a shitty one compared to like levitation and super strength, which are some of the
and
other
force fields.
Force fields, yeah.
Yeah. You can play more of a defensive role, I guess.
With X-ray vision?
Yeah, they're coming.
He's naked under his clothes.
He's standing there with like a bag over his head, like, I see them coming.
Well, I guess he can just freeze himself in ice all the time.
Their bodies are very soft under the armor. I can see it.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do about the armor? That's somebody else's job, not mine.
Yeah, well, that guy's got a huge dick. Don't mess.
Yeah.
It's very distracting. He's like holding his sword up in front of one eye to like walk it. So one day, finally, six different colored comets crashed into the ocean. They were actually canisters that were that held the disassembled Toa inside.
Which is really just this guy's antipsychotic medication.
Yeah, exactly.
And Makuta, the spirit of darkness, is fighting tiny men inside of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
this symbolizes when he threw those antipsychotic meds into the toilet.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Oh, yes. Ocean. Yes.
Yes.
They washed up on the shores of Mata Nui, popped open, and the Toa then had to assemble themselves, which I kind of think is a raw deal.
Wow.
Because you kind of just collapse into a heap in the dirt, and then you've got sand in all your joints, and then you have to put yourself back together.
Mm. Sounds like life.
Yeah. It feels kind of like less of an angel and more like a baby deer, where you kind of have to get up and go right away before all those wolves are finished eating all the placental sac and your, and your slow and your slow twin. It's just like, okay.
There was seven.
Yeah, there was seven total.
Yeah. Speaking of, like, animals being birthed, have you guys ever seen a baby kangaroo?
Yeah, they're tiny.
It's, like, as big as... It's, like, smaller than your thumb.
Yeah.
And it's not in the pouch right away. It's born out of the vagina and has to crawl all the way up the mother's stomach.
It's got
to
prove
into
itself.
The pouch.
Yeah.
And it looks like this little, like, red worm almost. And it
Do they birth, like, thousands at a time?
The one
That's
I saw...
What I'm picturing.
I saw a GIF this
like
morning.
One. That would be... Awful. Amazing.
It's like...
Oh, wait, did you say awful? Oh, yeah, awful.
It's like one fetus that should not be out in air yet.
That's
and it climbs
pack.
All the way up to the kangaroo pack. And then once it's in the kangaroo pack, like, I saw a camera from inside. It looks cavernous almost in there. And it's hanging from, like, a nipple that's from the... It's like a stalactite. It's like... He's just, like, sucking along. And, it's... The weirdest thing, guys. You should look it up if you haven't seen it already.
I don't think I will.
Okay. That's your animal fact of the day.
Thanks for the suggestion, though.
We've had a bunch of animal facts in season three. Yeah. Where it's like it's
our theme.
We've got fake facts and real facts.
Yeah.
This one's real. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that happen before. I was big into nature documentaries and Kratz creatures, and also The Simpsons revealed that a kangaroo pouch is filled with mucus.
Oh man!
It keeps the fetus hydrated.
I'm sure
a kangaroo fetus could be a bloodborne boss. I'm telling you, those things are weird.
The one reborn is just a big pile of kangaroo babies.
Yeah, yeah. Thousands of kangaroo babies all coming at you at once. Terrifying.
They fell out of the moon.
Yeah, Joey, the unfinished.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so back to fake biology.
Yes.
Despite being mechanical war angels, the Toa actually had no idea why they were there, who they were, or why they were even alive in the first place.
Who am I?
Yeah. From one of the books called Tale of the Toa, Tahu, the fire one, kind of wakes up and has, like, kind of a very extended existential moment of having no idea what's going on.
Okay.
And then when he finally puts his mask on, who I believe he has the one for force fields...
Okay.
Once he puts his mask on, he becomes supercharged, and then all of a sudden is wondering, like, okay, I clearly am filled with destructive power. Why? Wow. What am I supposed to do with it?
Just want to shoot everything.
Remember
it's not an impression.
Part.
That's just Ethan.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Have a moment.
Remember this part. His head was only filled with memories and dreams. And it's like he was hungover and just crashed his tube into the beach. Just like waking up is like...
He partied too hard at the parade. They all partied too hard at the parade.
Yeah, exactly. Who crashed God?
Yeah, yeah.
I just remembered something really fucking cool about Bionicles. There was like little mnemonic tubes that you could like... You could buy the Bionicle set and then you could put them in these like little tubes and like press a button and then the air would shoot the Bionicle through the tube. Unless I'm remembering some other Lego.
Did you just build a potato gun and make a Bionicle?
No!
Shoot his Bionicles out of a potato gun?
It was like
shoot
a moon
his little
base.
Brother's Bionicles out of a potato gun.
Yeah. I can guarantee that the default canisters did not have a pneumatic feature.
No,
it
like,
sounds familiar.
It was like
rocking out a bunch of unbuilt Lego.
It had like little gears that you could turn on their back and their arms would chop.
So yeah, you guys are thinking of the figures, but I'm thinking of a location that you had to build. And then there was, like, a plastic tube. I don't know if this was a Lego-type thing. And I seem to remember being a moon base in Bionicle. But I'll look it up afterwards.
Yeah, there was no moon base in Bionicle.
Shit, okay.
So Tahu, after realizing he is filled with power, decides to just wander off into the jungle from the beach.
Like, just the five others are there. He's like, okay, guys.
They did not arrive at the same spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did not arrive at the same spot.
Okay.
Because they fell from the sky just into the ocean, they all ended up washing up on the island in six different places.
Lucky that they washed up at all.
Yeah, exactly. And this planet with, I mean, there's,
okay, there's not robot crabs eating them at the bottom of the ocean.
There's probably some magic involved.
Okay.
What with the whole, like,
magnets?
Yeah.
What with the magnets in their craft?
Yeah.
But everything on this planet is metal, so they're just like...
Some unseen force. Yeah. Some unseen force draws me to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we would never be able to explain this.
Yeah.
Far beyond our realm. He would eventually find his way to the village of Takoro, which is T-A-K-O-R-O. Near the island's volcano in the center. And then he would then meet the village leader named Takuma that told him about the legend of the Toa as well as their shared destiny to save the island from Makuta and his servants.
So does he tell them this story and
Tahu is the fire guy.
Is like, oh, that's me.
It seems to kind of match up with his dreams.
Oh.
Sort okay. of. So he's not just, you know, he did fall from the sky in a hollow comet and then, like, wake up and some guy was just like, yeah, you're an angel here to save us. And he was just like, okay, that makes sense okay. to me. Good enough.
You All are right. the one from my dreams.
The initial meetings, however, between the Toa and the Matoran were actually either socially awkward or in some cases very violent. in the Bionicle Flash game, which is hype as shit, by the way, and you can actually still find online.
And not for long.
On the, it's on a site called the Biomedia Project, which was a really helpful resource for this whole thing.
Flash is dying, is why I say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're canceling it. Your web browser is going to stop supporting it soon.
Oh, yeah, wow. I'd heard about this, yeah. Anyway, so in this Flash game, there's a cutscene where the villagers of Takoro, suspecting that Tahu is some sort of wild animal or mechanical monster, actually catch him in a wooden cage of like a spiky wooden trap.
They catch Tahu like this?
Yes.
Well, he's good thing it's made of wood.
For a few seconds. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. The cage closes.
Would win? A wooden cage or wooden fiery boy?
Yeah, or a fire robot. Yeah. He does manage to escape almost immediately,
mm-hmm.
which is when Takuma shows up. He's like, no, this is Tahu. He's here to save us. Don't worry. I'll convince him he's here to save us.
Like, wait, could it be?
Yeah.
Like, pulls out like a chart of just like all the different like Bionicle saviors. Like, one of them is just like a big flame. He's like looking at him, just like a big flame in this wooden cage. Like, I wonder if it's him.
Comparing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like he just brings it. It's like, no, I'll convince him. He's like, ah, yes, the destined Rube has arrived.
Yeah.
To do, I could convince him of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, the people with amnesia that fell from the sky,
yeah.
and now we can overthrow
Makuta. And they have superpowers,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then one of the more awkward ones is the Toa of Earth, Onua, first encountered a villager from Onukoro, and had a very culturally sensitive encounter where he asked a villager if he knew how to speak his language. He did the classic, me Onua, you name what routine that we're all very familiar with.
Yeah.
That's how Canada was named, right?
That's how you meet somebody who speaks a different language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He then kidnapped the villager and brought him back to Robot England. No, not really. That's just a colonial thing.
Oh.
Jesus, yeah.
He made a wager with one of the other Toa that he could teach this villager how to eat with a knife and fork.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can teach you math with yeah, our exactly. other Toa, Sokka Toa.
Yeah.
That's
freaking... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The locals, of course, speak the same language as the Toa, as they are all space robots living on the same island, and they're all come from the same celestial place.
Okay.
So, thankfully, they all speak the same...
All language derived from God. There's no Tower of Babel in this, in the Bionicles universe.
Might be in space.
Who knows?
No, then there would be different languages.
Lore Boys Canon...
Then they would speak different languages if there was a Tower
of
Babel.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
That's
Shit.
Where all languages came from.
Lore Boys Canon, no Tower of Babel in Bionicle.
There's a little...
And Bonkle.
And Bonkle.
Bunkle.
Bonkle, no Babel.
Yeah. So the Earth-themed village was, like I said, Onukoro. And it is unknown as of yet, the Toa who had fallen from space ask why every village was actually partially named after them.
Yeah. That's,
so at this point, they didn't really ask why all the furniture matched their skin color.
And they all ended up in their own villages?
No, not at first.
Okay.
Just eventually.
Okay.
Yeah. Because some of them just like met people out in the wild.
Okay.
Right, just like, because of course Tahu wandered off into the jungle and like made his way, he was like drawn to a volcano.
Okay, yeah.
And that's where the fire village was, and they called it Takoro,
yeah.
which is partially Tahu, but it's unclear if anybody was just like, so, you got a lot of statues that look a hell of a lot like me around
like
here.
Me, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice, that's though? Odd. You just found a city where like everything nice? Was just right on your pace. Like, if you're in a fire, there's kindling everywhere.
Yeah.
If you're in water...
You burn down people's houses, they're, like, thankful for it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I would love
to try and capture you in a cage.
I would love that.
You're red shirt boy over there. I'm wearing the green shirt. What am I? Wind? Yeah.
Yeah, you're the air one.
Peter's also wearing green.
Lee,
let's test out this pop filter. There we go.
Listeners at home, did you feel that on your face?
Yeah. Some Jamie ASMR.
If you didn't feel on your face...
ear blowing ASMR.
Yeah, if you didn't feel it on your face, tweet at us and I'll take the pop filter off and we'll try it again next week.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. All six of the Toa would eventually encounter some of the locals who would point them in the right direction and give them all the same prophecy. And of course, they would all end up starting to work together because unity, duty, destiny, bro.
So they're starting to get their virtues back?
Yeah.
Just the sheer presence of the... What are they called again? Tahu? Tahu's the guy.
The Toa are the warrior angels, and the Matoran are the people.
The Toa and Tahu being so close keeps fucking me up.
It sucks, yeah. So over time, so this is kind of going back a little bit. Over time, Makuta had not only scattered the other masks that I had mentioned, because remember there are six, but he also used corrupted masks to create guardians in all of the hiding spots.
Mm.
He used some of the existing wildlife on the island and turned them into more ferocious versions called the Rahi.
So these are those monsters you were talking about?
The Lego set monsters, yeah. And they complicate things a little bit. Mm-hmm. Actually quite a lot.
They're kind of like evil counterparts to our heroic protags.
Yes, exactly. And they all wear corrupted versions of the masks, which imbue them with similar powers.
And these masks aren't like Mata Nui's masks that were corrupted. Like, it's not like there was 12 masks and half of them were corrupted. These are like Makoto's. Makuta has masks.
He made them himself.
Yeah, okay.
There's 36 masks, but there's only six of them, and they're all different colors.
Oh, wow.
So you've
There's 36 masks, but there's only six.
There's six
there's
squared.
Six different ones, but they're different colors because they're intended for different... Toa.
Yes.
So, like, each one of them had to find all six.
Oh.
So, green guy finds all the green ones, but still gets
six of
super
each
speed,
color.
Super strength, and super whatever.
Squared.
Okay. Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. When I said they all had to find the masks, I was, I guess, not clear enough there.
I wonder,
a lot of DayQuil today, so tell me some slack.
He's not even sick. He just does this.
It's called lean, Jamie. Get with the times, okay? I'm hip and young.
Yeah. So you mentioned that if someone had one mask and found another, they could fuse it, right?
Correct. And then they could summon them at any time.
Okay. So our boys, the Toas, if they get all of their own masks, is that like a super mask? Like, if you have all six of the green ones.
Yes.
Then, okay.
Your mask then turns gold.
Oh, shit.
And no longer shapeshifts. It remains the same as your OG, but it is just kind of like a slightly upgraded version that has the power of all six.
Shit.
And it is gold.
But you got to grind a lot of dungeons for that. No one's got time for that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the drop rate on each mask is.
You've got to do all six raids.
Yeah.
Countless times.
Okay. Okay.
It costs like $30 a pop.
Yeah. Exactly. And then everybody's rolling for the green mask too, right?
WoW Classic's coming out, everybody.
I can play a stress test for the next 2 to 3 days starting tomorrow. So
Makuta had been using other masks that he had made, which, like I said, still give the same powers. He used the Rahi, which are the corrupted animals, to prevent the Matoran from exploring the far reaches of the island, which left them all to live in different elementally themed fortress cities.
Okay.
So they couldn't even explore their home anymore because it was filled just with wild animals that all had superpowers.
The Rahi.
Nice. The Rahi, exactly.
Rawhide.
That's how I'm going to remember it.
Yeah, me too.
My mnemonic device as well.
The Rawhides.
There's a Timon and Pumbaa one that I'm remembering too.
Makatu.
Makatu, yeah, exactly.
Or Makuta.
Hakuna Makata. Hakuna Makuti. Matata.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just go Makuta.
Makuta.
Makuta Hatata.
Yeah. It's like a 3-year-old trying to say but I can't even say it.
We got Mata Nui. We have the OG god.
Yep.
We have the Matoran.
Where the people who were on top of him.
Who lived on him. The Toa, who descended to the earth.
The angels.
Yes. We have Makuta, who is his evil brother.
Yep.
Who creates the Rahi.
Yes.
With corrupted masks.
Yes.
Okay. I'm on board.
Yeah, keeping the
story. Yeah, I wasn't even going to like go back or focus on that as much, but if you guys got the names, we got them.
I like how Ethan just gave us the instruction booklet with all the pieces. Now we just have to put it together.
Yeah.
Build your own Bioticals podcast.
Yeah.
And that constitutes a Lore
Boys out.
You can't actually say out. Now we have that in the episode, Peter.
Cut that out. Oh, fuck, not again.
No, not again.
Their journeys, so the Toa's journeys would continue throughout the island until they were finally ready, and they ventured into the dark tunnels below the island of Mata Nui to finally find and defeat Makuta. They were, however, stopped by two particular Rahi called the Manas.
Manas.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be...
How am I going to remember this one?
Yeah.
What did I have for dinner last night?
Well, they're giant crabs.
Tapas. He kind of sounds like manas.
Tapas.
Mananas.
Yeah. I'm Mananas Tapas.
Just Mananas Tapas?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's the Manas. Yeah. Or Manas.
Sorry, who's Manas again?
I think
you said Manas and I completely lost
it. It's Dr. Bunkle himself.
Yeah. So Dr. Uncle Bunkle.
Dr. Uncle Bunkle. So the Toa eventually collected all the masks they had needed and ventured into the dark tunnels below the island of Mata Nui, where they finally encountered... two more Rahi called...
They went into Mata Nui's dark tunnels.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, what is Manas? I still don't get it.
They're two incredibly powerful Rahi who look like giant crabs.
Oh. Okay.
Giant enemy crabs.
Oh, okay.
Is it like mana, singular, manas, plural?
Don't know. They come as a pair. They come as a hot pair.
Oh, even when you buy them. You don't have to like collect both.
No, so all of the Rahi sets, if I recall correctly, came as a pair. So I remember I had two bugs, a green one and an orange one.
Yeah.
Oh, my cousin had the bug thing.
Yeah. Then there was the punching ones that I literally had never seen anywhere except Zellers, but never owned. There was a blue one and a teal one. Then I had the yellow
and Hitmonchan.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had the tiger, which was yellow, and the bull, which was red, and they came as a pair as well.
Okay, so Manas are crab,
and they were remote control.
How are we going to remember crabs, Manas? I don't know. It's
whatever. These sets I remember as well, which I did not have because they were wickedly expensive, were two remote-controlled enemy crabs.
Okay.
That would punch. They would punch strong.
Oh.
Had the clamp force of 10,000 newtons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Clamp your finger right off as a kid.
500 glutes.
Yeah, they took them off the market after some kid chopped off both his hands.
Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers.
Still holding the remote control.
Yeah, that's it.
The two remote-controlled Lego crabs chasing after him.
But not to worry. Lego sponsored prosthetics.
He got a Lego Technic prosthetic.
Just the sea hands, you know, like they have on a Lego trying to pick things up that aren't the right circumference.
Yeah, that's it. That'd be the perfectly right size. You could pick up perfect pillars of just the right size.
Or like a coffee mug that's way too big with a big dumb handle on it.
Yeah.
So these two creatures, however, these two giant enemy crabs, gave the Toa a particularly great challenge, the greatest challenge yet, because they could actually
the challenge of finding true love.
Yeah, exactly. And they worked together to find true love within themselves that the Toa couldn't do.
Okay. Unity.
There's love in Manas.
It's because they were too strong. At one point, they actually combined into one larger enemy crab.
Unity.
Yeah.
Wow.
So even the bad guys are using it.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Maybe we're not so different after all, except that I'm a person and you're a giant angry crab.
You used to be too.
Yeah. Now you're one very big, very dangerous enemy crab.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
Would the toys, would they could they combine as well?
To the best of my knowledge. Like I said, never had that one.
Never had.
Yeah. A lot of them could.
Wow, some research on this episode.
Yeah, why don't
Peter, I thought you'd been preparing for this episode.
Give me the keys to the godship.
17 years.
Yeah.
Too bad that Toa burned your dad's house down.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I have more to go. Topical. Yeah. The Toa.
Tahu's easy to remember because it's Toa hot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'd remember that.
Tao?
Now,
it's like that, the car. The Tahoe.
Is that a Jeep?
Chevy
it's like, I just remember from a song.
It's a Chevy.
Step in the Tahoe.
Chevy.
Uh-oh. You know that one?
That little Nass?
Yeah, so we've got the five Warriors of Light, and they brought a Jeep with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Nass.
A Chevrolet Tahoe.
Yeah.
And, like, masks.
Little Nass and Keith Urban.
What?
Keith Urban?
No, I think it's Eminem that I'm thinking of, but...
Mm.
One of those white people.
Yeah. Lil Nas wasn't, but... Keith Urban was.
Keith Urban. I didn't know who Lil Nas was. I thought it was someone you just made up.
Nas. Lil Nas.
Lil Nas?
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Firstly off topic.
The Toa remembered one of the dreams that they had had inside their canisters. Remember that they kind of just woke up with a hangover?
Yeah.
Turns out they all had the same hangover.
Okay. Was The Hangover, the movie The Hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. One of them was missing a tooth. There was a baby strapped to another guy.
You already mentioned the tiger.
Two terrible sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Gally, Toa of Water.
The girl.
Toa of Girl.
Yeah.
repeated the mantra that Mata Nui had given the Matorans, unity, duty, and destiny. This was thankfully not metaphorical unity, because they were robots, like one of our lazy god metaphors, yeah. where just like, inner peace, whatever god says. This was legit robot unity, where Kopaka, Ice, Gally, Girl, and Liwa Air combined into one huge powerful being.
Shit.
Tahu, Fire, Pohatu, Rock, Onua, Earth did the same. They were now two much larger warrior robots with the combined powers of all their respective parts.
Damn.
These two new beings were called Wairuha and Akamai, respectively.
Never gonna remember that.
Don't bother.
Except they never practice, so like the fire guy just has like a little igniter, and then the girl just like accidentally puts it out.
Yeah, in the water.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Why would you put those two together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you put Earth and Air together?
Sandstorm?
Yeah,
Liwa and Pohatu combine into Darude. And I guess you could still put three together. If you had stone and air, you'd get Darude Sandstorm, mm-hmm. and then you put Tahu in there for some fire beats.
That's the combo.
Yeah,
that's the tech right there.
Yeah, exactly. Then you got ice, water, and earth.
And bae, it's all you, Pete.
Chill some wine.
Okay, yeah. Get this party going.
Because it grows out of the
chill
dirt.
Chill vibes.
Yeah, it grows out of the dirt.
I am really picturing, like, Mata Nui now, like, saying, like, hey, here's unity, here's duty, here's the other thing, and then, like, all the Matoran being like, unity, yeah, it means we have to work together. And he's just like, he can no longer communicate with them because he, like, closed the glass door to, like, his isolation chamber. He's like, no, you're robots! Combine, you idiots!
Yeah. Oh, fuck me. I'll just send some angels to save these idiots.
Yeah.
So, despite being combined now, the giant enemy crabs, the Manas, were still proving to be incredibly powerful, even though now the two, what are called Toa Kaita, is the combined version.
Okay.
More words. Were backed up now by an army of Matoran villagers.
Okay.
So they showed up, now that they had two supreme beings, they were just like, let's do it, boys.
Yeah.
Get your wooden sticks, we're fighting a robot crab.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it. They finally realized that they were actually the combined forces of six elemental angel robots and decided to use their supers. Wairuha, being the combination of ice, water, and wind, inhaled and then blasted out a huge blizzard, which nearly froze the Manas in place completely.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then Akamai used his powers of
fire,
earth, and stone to isolate the Manas on an island of rock surrounded by a moat of lava, keeping them trapped while Wairuha concentrated the blizzard into a focused beam, finally freezing the Manas in place.
Oh, wow. Well, fucking take the lava away, he's gonna melt.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. good.
Well, then it turns into magma if you chill it enough.
Yeah.
Or what, it turns into, it just, it goes magma, and then you cool it enough, and it just turns into stone.
Right? Yeah, it turns into rock.
And what's after that?
Well, icy
the cycle,
rock.
Yeah, the cycle turns, turns over, and you get...
The circle of life. Now we're talking steamed crab, baby.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Not quite, because the Toa are good guys. The Toa then managed to free the Manas from their infected controlling masks, and they were just like, we forgive you, giant crabs, and the crabs scuttled away.
The crabs just walked into the ocean.
Yeah, they pinched politely, and then two clicks walked sideways
out of the room.
Two clicks means thank you, and they scuttled out of the room.
They slowly rotated to walk sideways away. It's just like...
Very awkward.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially because they're underground, and the tunnel did not allow for giant enemy
just
crabs.
Scattered corpses of Matoran all around.
Everywhere,
Excuse me, pardon me.
I mean,
stepping on their bodies on the way out, like
we did it. We finally found peace, and then it's like we sure did stepping over corpses.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a good thing we decided to work together, isn't that right, puny villagers? Shortly thereafter, these two giant Toa began to lose consciousness, and then all of them woke up at the same time, and they had returned to their six original forms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can only use these powers in times of great need.
Yes.
Yeah, only in times of great unity or some shit. Yeah.
There's a refractory period after the orgy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or possibly because they were getting closer to Makuta's chamber, where this power could not exist because of how evil he was. Because
he's the null energy, the null force.
It's unclear. Suffering once again from some sort of mystical hangover, they asked themselves if they were all at a party as the same guy.
Okay.
Because they all have one shared memory, because it wasn't three people working together controlling one body. They became one spirit when they fused.
Okay.
Yeah.
It must be a weird sensation, huh?
Probably, and then you wake up and you kind of all remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta be fucked up. What if y'all remembered it slightly differently?
That's it.
Yeah.
Or like, what if you, like, something really embarrassing happened?
And have no idea who did it.
Yeah, well, you're like, that was you, dude. You, like, you shit your pants at that party. I, like, that wasn't me. Like, that
we were like, 20 feet tall. You shit your pants.
Yeah, that's it. We both shit our pants, okay, Tahu?
We were wearing the same pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think that happens in our podcast a lot, though. The three of us come together and...
Jamie shits his pants.
And no one remembers, and no one remembers anything about the episode.
Yep.
It's like, were we all on the same podcast, guys?
Yeah.
Rain or shine, every Tuesday, Monday, whenever we record... Pants.
Or sometimes on the weekends if we got the time.
Does it for the memes.
Yeah. Do it for myself.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a bit. I never got it. It's weird how you never mention it on air or anything.
No.
You go quiet for like 10 minutes in the middle of every episode.
I'm very concentrated. Yeah.
This actually it might be kind of interesting as a not completely irrelevant tangent.
All right.
Continue to proceed further into the depths of these caverns below Mata Nui. And then they were attacked by familiar forms. They were actually attacked by poisoned shadow clones of themselves.
Oh, damn. Dark Link.
Exactly like that. And it's funny you guys mentioned pooping yourself, because Gally, her shadow clone was not blue like water, but it was brown and oozing as if it was water filled with a bunch of waste and an oil slick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poopy water.
So it was...
She's septic.
She had to fight... she had to fight her, but as a septic tank.
Oh, exactly. No, poop clone.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's water filled with poop. And it's like an oil slick, so it's just like full of sad pelicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, she's just like, no, this is the worst. Yeah. Someone get me some Dawn.
This episode brought to you by Dawn.
Yeah. Loreboy sponsored by Dawn.
I'm glad we got there. Save a baby duck today.
Put chlorine on your animals.
Yeah. Support mega corporations, honestly. They're doing great work out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spilling oil and then cleaning it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of soap racket.
Well, cleaning some of it up.
Yeah.
You need to buy the soap if you want them to clean it up.
Clean off the cute pelicans.
They're holding the world hostage. They're doing us all a favor.
So using their different powers... using their different powers and their grappling hook...
Jamie, did you just find out about mega corporations?
Well, I just had to think about them a lot. Sorry. I'm not happy about that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring a damper on this podcast. Dawn's great. Using it on your teeth makes you smile brighter.
Well, I'm never going to brush my teeth again.
Just with soap. So using their different powers, they managed to kill their shadow clones. And in some ways, like, super, super violent. The final one to be killed was the shadow clone of Stone.
Okay.
Who the Ice Toa Kopaka froze solid and then kicked over into a pool of lava. And he just
fucking
boiled away.
Well, we're good people.
We won't kill these, like, monstrous, mindless crabs, but shadow clones of ourselves... Oh, fuck yeah. Well, better believe that motherfucker's getting thrown into a vat of lava.
You throw a rock into lava, though, you're not really killing it. You're just spreading it out. Thin.
Yeah, if you're
kind of like the mega corporations with the... It's like the mega corporations with the oil.
Yeah.
You're just spreading it really, really thin. Yeah.
If you start up a small business with ethical values, it will someday be bought out by a megacorporation and just make it stronger.
Yeah. Yes. That's what the Toas were. They were just like... they were... two giant monopolies that just like managed to fight
Coke and Pepsi
to fight giant enemy crabs.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
they turned into Toa Coke and Toa Pepsi. Yeah. They showered the enemy crabs with brown liquid and then took their masks off.
It was the blue, red, and white. And then,
that's what Pepsi Man was about.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a Bionicle game. It was about Bonkles.
I didn't know Bonkle did that.
So we're coming up to the end of this chapter of Bonkle. The six of them, after killing their shadow clones, stood together and looked up through a massive doorway. All that was inside was a giant swirling vortex of debris. So just rocks and metal shards and pieces of other robots, just
debris.
Yeah,
everywhere.
The Bonkles saw some debris.
Yeah.
Out of it, however, walked one tiny Matoran villager. He's not looking so great though. His mask and all the metal of his body was all corroded, filled with pockmarks, and he was just oozing out goo.
That doesn't sound good.
No. They were just like, hey, little buddy, you look a little bad. What were you saying, Jamie?
I was just saying, where do robots even get goo? It's all metal. Mm. Why? There's goo in their metal?
Well, he might not just be sick. Yeah, yeah, exactly. He needs
strut marrow.
He needs a marrow transplant.
Just mercury.
It spoke to the Toa, stating that it was nothing, and that the Toa came from nothing, therefore they came from him, and they would eventually return to nothing. So he basically makes just a bunch of threats at them.
Cryptic threats, too. Yeah.
He states that people have the power to create and to build, but also the power to destroy, and he was that power. So he was the power of destruction to balance out Mata Nui's power of creation.
This is the bad guy, right?
This is the tiny, melting villager that's standing before them.
But, like...
It's absolutely Makuta.
Yeah, the tiny melting villager.
100%.
Is what I was getting.
Yeah, it's like Diablo, the Lord of Destruction. Is Diablo the one? I don't know.
No, Baal is the Lord of Destruction.
Oh, you're right.
We have an episode about that. Go check it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I should check it out.
One by one, they try to attack him. Then he fuses with the storm of debris and manages to obviously effortlessly swat them all away. Once again, they decide to work together. As individuals, they don't fuse again.
Okay.
But they manage to bring...
Well, they can't because they're in his presence, right?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. That's why I mentioned it earlier. Is mm-hmm. they're working individually now. They bring the full force of all the elements that they have under their control and the full force of their masks. And they finally combine their elemental powers against the vortex. The vortex itself seems unfazed and speaks one last time. It says, "You cannot destroy me, for I am nothing." And then with that, the vortex just falls apart, and the little rusted masks just clatter to the floor.
Shoot.
Maybe this physical part is destroyed, mm-hmm. but who knows where the darkness has gone. Right?
It got destroyed. You said it disappeared. I'm on board. Bionicles won. Let's go Bionicles.
Yeah.
Let's go Bionicles.
Yeah. Good thing nothing bad ever happened to them ever again.
Yeah.
A young Matoran then shows up named the Chronicler, and he enters the chamber after the battle. He's actually the guy you play as in the Flash game.
Okay.
Behind the big pile that was the vortex was a large door that seemed like it stretched out endlessly in all directions, filled wall to wall with pods.
It's ominous.
Something started to move in one, and then another, and then in all of them, and the Chronicler ran for his life.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And that's going to be the end of this chapter of Bonkle, of Bionicle. That was the original fight with Makuta.
Okay.
If I do another one, because it is a lot of fun to read through, it's difficult because the parts are kind of all over the place. Like,
yeah, yeah.
When you guys arrived here tonight, I was redoing the ending because I had just encountered more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I can put another one together, definitely... hopefully over more time, we'll get into the next
horrible
event. Who
the shadow
event.
Clones are. Yeah.
They're dead.
No, but these new shadow clones that were in the endless hallway of darkness.
This would be the Borax Swarm.
Borax?
Yeah, they'd be a destructive swarm of robot insects.
These are those
controlled by psychic dinosaurs.
Okay.
There you go.
What kind of insects? Well, when you think of like an insect, because I have WoW on the brain, so I'm thinking of a scarab, but like...
Kind of like that. They're bipedal and have two little arms. And they can roll up into a ball. So like pill bugs.
Oh, pill bugs.
And they all have different elemental powers.
Cool.
Sounds like four limbs to me. I don't think that's an insect.
They're tiny little bug men then. Are you happy?
No.
What's
no.
What's a spider? There's a spider that that's actually an insect, not a spider. Daddy long legs. Because
it's
the front two...
No, it's not.
No, the front two are not legs. They're feelers.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
The front two are not legs. That's why. So only the back six are legs. So
there's
they fall
of,
into
there's
insects.
A lot of misconceptions with insects. You know those huge mosquitoes that people told you were just female mosquitoes?
Oh, crane flies?
Yeah, they're crane flies.
No,
yeah.
I didn't know that one.
They eat mosquitoes.
Oh.
Not a mosquito.
They're disguised as very tall, sexy mosquitoes.
Yeah, exactly. And with long
yeah,
legs.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, baby, do those go all the way up?
Hey, baby, I want to show you my proboscis.
Yeah.
They go to mosquito bars like cougars and pick up young mosquito men and then kill them, I guess.
And then eat them.
Anyway, yeah. Ethan, speaking of cougars, what's on Loreboys Prime?
My name's Ethan. We do a Loreboys Prime special every single week. We've been saving up our bugs. We've been saving up our shadow clones. The bugs aren't quite ready to be producing that good bug milk yet. So I know we promised all you patrons out there...
Bug milk.
...that we were going to be getting you bug milk, but it's not on the way yet. But if you're already a patron, mm-hmm. do not worry. You'll be getting a nice special this week. And if you're interested in signing up for Loreboys Premium, the $27.97 every 3 days subscription, we have our shadow clones, and we need them gone. We want them dead. We want them thrown in vats of lava.
They're oozing everywhere.
We want them crushed under giant stones, and we want to give you guys the opportunity to do it. So for all our patrons who sign up this week, we'll be entered into a raffle to be the ones to kill our shadow clones, our dark selves, our depression.
Mm-hmm. However you want.
However you want, really. Yeah. We want you to be as creative with it as possible. You will have to film it. You will have to send it to loreboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
And you will have to surrender all rights to it and your own life. For all patrons, look forward to that bug milk next week.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find their nips. Like, they're really small. We're working on it, yeah.
I think it's like
they
almond milk.
They move around so much.
Yeah, I know.
It just won't stay still.
It's like almond milk. You just blend them up and mix them with water, call it milk.
Yeah.
I really don't think this daddy long legs has nipples. But...
Well, it's a daddy.
I'm at Ethan the Deadman. That's where you can find me on Twitter.
On Twitter.
You can find the Loreboys at Loreboys.
I'm at Pete O'Donoghue on Twitter or theloreboys.com. All our contact information is on that site as well. And then at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Check us out.
Yeah. Best place to find me is probably on the Twitch or the Facebook. So Facebook, you find us Loreboys on Facebook. Pretty easy to find. You just search us. And on Twitch, I've been streaming a whole heck ton. I think the only days that I've missed in the last week is to record this ding-dang podcast.
Yeah. We're very upset with him. It's an odd feeling that it's like, yeah, we need him here, but he's not streaming. So, like,
you know. Well, JD Max, like one of our old VR friends, he's like, I'll give you $50 if you complete this with 200 combo on Beat Saber. I got second try. So he threw some bits at us, but not $50.
Thanks for the bits, JD.
So
thanks,
I got to keep. Max. Yeah, thank you, JD. Thank you, Diamond, for your ongoing support. Thank you, Tom, Matan, James,
Dick, and Harry.
New friends and old.
All of you. I like to name you. And if you join the club and start like interacting with us, I'd be loved to name you too and interact with you. I want to know about you guys.
Now, this is normally the part of the show where I do a bit of a joke called Loreboys Premium, but Peter already threw that to me. So I guess we just end the episode now, or
Peter,
you want to do something? That constitutes the Loreboys out.
Yeah, I like Legos. Thanks for listening to Bonkle.
We could tell a joke.
Okay. I went on a date with a blind woman the other day. She said I had the biggest dick she'd ever felt, but she was just pulling my leg.
That constitutes a Loreboys out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.